The Burt Show.
So Patrick Burns, we continue our talk with him. People are fascinated by this whole subject just because you can't see it normally. You can't feel it. You can't touch it. So I think it's this, just this wanting to get knowledge of the unknown.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of the last great mysteries of mankind. You know, what happens to us after this life?
Well, it gives you confirmation that there is more than just being buried in the
ground. Absolutely. Absolutely. And to me, and I think most people that get into ghost hunting, it's a spiritual thing, you know, beyond what mainstream religion teaches us. You know, here's what you're supposed to believe. Here's what's written in the Bible. Here's some actual evidence of an afterlife, and that has that can be very strong from a spiritual perspective on your belief.
Hey, James. Good morning. You're on Q100.
What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
My question is, can a ghost or a spirit physically harm you?
I hear this question asked to me all the time. It is extremely, extremely rare if it can even happen. I had an instance where I did an investigation in a cemetery. And the cemetery is local here to Atlanta. It's there's almost it's taken on an urban legend persona almost because of the crazy stuff that goes on here. One of the things that people report is that they come out of this place with scratch marks on their body. And I'm okay, whatever, right? And I was taken by a small group to go and investigate this a couple of years ago, and I got home. Getting undressed, getting ready for bed, and I happen to catch a glimpse of myself in the mirror, and there are scratch marks on my body. There's like 4 or 5 scratch marks on my arms, my torso, and my leg, and they're all going in the same direction. Okay, and the skeptic wants to dismiss it, say, oh, you just ran into a thorn bush. Well, no, normally a thorn bush encounter is something you remember because it's rather unpleasant. And, you know, I tried to recreate it. There's no way to scratch yourself like this through clothing. You know, anything that could inflict that would get caught on the fibers of your shirt or your clothing. But I think most instances, okay, if that was an injury, okay, they're very late scratch marks. They went away within a couple of days. Most instances where somebody is, quote unquote, injured by a ghost, if you look at it, if you look at the report, what usually happens is somebody turns around, they see grandmother standing there, and they freak out, they stumble, they might trip and fall down the stairs. So it's more of a secondary reaction than it is the ghost pushed you down the stairs.
Gotcha.
One thing about Pat, I mean, because I had seen Patrick speak a couple times at Dragon Con, and one of the things I liked about Patrick and fascinated by hearing him talk is the fact that he comes from a skeptical point of view. Like he's saying, he's trying to come at it from a scientific point of view. You can't prove it scientifically. And
Absolutely. So,
and he doesn't charge. And so I think that's one of the things I like about ghost towns is because it's a hobby and it's a fascination, but it's one that you're willing to dismiss something that is not obviously paranormal.
Oh, absolutely.
Activity.
Absolutely. You have to rule out the logical explanation first off. You know, somebody says, well, I'm hearing this banging sound from behind our wall every night. I'm like, okay, well, you know, go in there and investigate a little bit. Maybe there's a hot water pipe that needs to be tied down. And there goes your ghost. Your ghost is gone. You know, we try to rule out all the possible explanations first. And then at the end of the day, it's still inconclusive. But, you know, it becomes kind of an interesting mystery when you try to rule it out and you can't. Mm-hmm.
Then there are the Gen Hobbies who will force the issue and bang things and then pretend that it was a ghost that actually did it.
I wish. Have you ever done any ghost hunting outside of the country?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. There are a number of locations throughout the world that I would just, you know, pardon the pun, die to get into. Tower of London comes to mind. There's a place in Jamaica called Rose Hall, which has some really crazy stories. I'd love to go investigate the Mayan ruins in Mexico. At some point, I'd love to put an audio recording device on the bow of the Titanic, leave it down there for about a week and come back. Let's see if, you know, can we actually record our shipwrecks on the bottom of the ocean haunted? I've I've always wondered that.
My bar's set way lower than that. I'd just like to hear what's going on, like Claremont Lounge, and what has happened there for the last 100 years.
Or in the hotel.
That's what Patrick, I really want to know. Even Patrick's too scared to
go. Yeah. So Patrick came over to our homes one by one a couple of weeks ago, and he brings some recording equipment with him, but not like I thought you were going to come in with like this duffel bag of stuff, and you were going to set up all this equipment. Right. You're going to be there for 7 hours. You had the headphones on, staring into a screen. Wasn't like that at all.
Well, we do that sometimes, you know, with obviously on my time constraints, I kind of had to do a very preliminary investigation. We walk in. Typically, one of my favorite pieces of equipment to use is a digital voice recorder. And these are typically used by students and business executives to record lectures and notes. And everything is stored digitally on this small pocket-sized device. And, you know, when you roll it back, you listen for audio. You listen for voices, extra voices from people that weren't present at the time the recording was made. We refer to that as EVP, which stands for electronic voice phenomena. There was a movie starring Michael Keaton about 2 years ago that came out called White Noise that dabbled in that. And first 20 minutes of that movie were pretty good, up until the point where they explained what EVP is and how you record it, and then it just went downhill from there. And the creative
got all Hollywood
machine,
on you.
Yeah, the Hollywood machine took over from there. But it did kind of bring EVP out of obscurity and make it more of a household word term. So that's what we were looking for. And I walked through each of your homes with the digital voice recorder. I went to your home, and I went to Melissa's and to Jen's. And I got some activity in one of your homes.
All right, let's one by one ask him. Did you find anything in my house?
I think you're off the hook.
Okay, nothing in my house.
Nothing, apparently. Now, it was a 20-minute recording session we did. And like I said, there's the repeatability factor. Just because I didn't get something the first time in there doesn't mean we can't.
You don't have
go
to
back.
Justify it to me. All I need to hear is that there's nothing in my house.
Okay. Yes, right. Bert, there's nothing
I'm
in
fine.
Your house.
Okay.
Your
thank
house
you.
Is unhaunted. Right.
Was there anything in Jen Hobby's house?
Jen's house, I believe, is where I picked up an EVP voice.
Really?
Yes.
Are you serious?
And her house was actually the one that I suspected might have some activity because it's in a
really?
Very historical location.
So happy.
And it's awesome. Worth, and it. I got something interesting in there, and I think it's possibly worth worth another look. We recorded some audio. Man. It's not the clearest audio that I've recorded.
Okay.
But I think there is something there.
This is so cool.
You want me to play it right now? This
sure, let's go ahead and listen to it.
Yeah. Now, it's only 3 seconds long. Okay.
Yeah.
For me, when I got into it, it was
I heard somebody a ghost that sounds very much like you.
Yeah, but it comes just before I say you hear you have to listen to it very carefully. You'll hear what I think says hi.
For me, when I got into it, it was
can't hear it there. Did you guys pick up on it?
Can't hear
well, Jen's
it
gonna say yeah. Of course she heard it.
Jen's
well.
Like, I heard it. I heard it. He said, "Hi, Jen. I'm happy to be in your house."
I can't hear
like
it. I
said,
listen again.
Yeah, if you go in, Bert, actually, further down in that file that I gave you, there, I've actually isolated it later on.
Okay, I've got a shorter clip, and then there's an isolated clip. So let's play the shorter clip first. And again, this is right before you say the word
Yes, I think I'm. Yeah.
It was
I can't hear. Here's the isolated one.
Yeah, it's right before I say it.
This sounds like static to me.
Yeah. I think there's something in there. It's not, like I said, I apologize. It's not the clearest audio that I recorded, but there might be something there.
I know you want something to say like, get out. I'm
no,
here.
No, actually, that's bad. You don't want that, but.
I can't hear it. Can you guys hear it?
Uh-uh.
It sounds like it's going, hi. It's so short. It was literally just before I said it, and maybe there's nothing there, but I would be interested to come back.
Can we
back
hear the long hit clip again?
Sweet.
I'm so excited.
For me, when I got into it, it was
it was just before I say it.
I can't hear it.
It was
Hi.
Jen's like, clear as day.
I hear it.
A lot of times EVP is in the ear of the beholder.
So now it would make sense to us that if there was any activity in any one of our homes, I think Jen's home is probably in more of a historical place than the rest of ours.
Well, I was going to ask you why you thought maybe it would be more in my home.
Well, and that is, again, the thing about Atlanta that I had said earlier is there's so much. It's we don't really know what was in a lot of locations. Where your home is, which I think is on the east side of the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is actually a little bit more historical. We know that that part of the battle for Atlanta was fought there. Some of the Confederate troops were actually in that area, and there were a lot of skirmishes and little battles that go on. Now, also, Melissa, we did. I sat in your mm-hmm. in your rec room, and
right.
we recorded for what was it about better part of an hour.
Mm-hmm.
We sat there and we just chatted. We chatted about our experiences and mm-hmm. stuff that we have experienced. And a lot of times that's the way we record our best EVP, is to just, instead of asking questions and waiting for a reply, is to just carry on a casual conversation. And many times you get these voices that chime in.
The Burt Show.